Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you're here with Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot. I'm joined by the Checkpoint historian himself, Colby.
Hello, Elliot. What year are we in today?
Oh, well, that's a very friendly way to do it.
It's Colby, 1992.
We're rewinding time. This is back when I was born. Because, yeah, we're going to talk about video games.
I was about to ask you where you were in 1992.
Oh, in a womb? If it was pre-November? Yeah. If it was post-November? Hopefully not in a womb. Oh. Hopefully in like a crib or in a hospital bed or something. I don't know. What happens to babies? Maybe in a river? I don't know where you put babies.
I think we need to move on.
Okay, because that was a weird way to say that we're rewinding time. It's back in 1992, and we want to talk about some of the releases that came out on my birth year. Now, part of the reason we're doing this is because you are such a fan of these kind of old school video games, and it's really fun to kind of reflect on these classics and look back at what was, you know, big and popular back then, because IMDb actually ranks video games by their popularity based on their sales figures and whatnot for each particular year. So 1992 happens to be a fascinating one as we start our kind of top 20 countdown.
I know. It's sort of like the end of the year special that we do about what's happened the year past, only, 27 years ago for no particular reason. So shall we get started? What have we got? Number 20.
Yeah. Do we do a drum roll? No. That's too extra.
I don't think
it?
We have sound effects. The Home Alone video game, 1992.
Now, thought
I'd just have
a quick
look and see what I would imagine this would have been. Mega Drive, probably Super Nintendo and PC.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think what we're going to find in this list, like, we're going to find some standout video games that we've all heard of and played, but we're also going to get a lot of these kind of movie tie-in games, which are, I guess, kind of big back then. You know, you picked a game off the shelf and you picked it based on the name you knew, and a lot of those were names like Home Alone because, you know,
which
that movie
is bizarre,
was exceptional.
Because it's like, you know, I see the movie Home Alone, and it's like, oh, I'll get the video game, but the video game's not going to be like the movie.
How could it?
Not in 1992. And the other bizarre thing is this game looks like it came out 2 years after the movie. Two or three years.
Oh, do you know
afterwards.
When the original Home Alone was?
I reckon the original Home Alone was 1989.
Yeah, well, probably.
But it has a 5.9 rating, so good for it.
I mean, is that a good rating? We're talking about the video game, not the movie.
Well, I assume it's out of 10, so that would say average.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. Although, if it is in the top 20, you'd imagine it has to be good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely popular. Unfortunately, we're not going to have played all of these games.
No, I've not.
Including number
that.
19, which is Cool World.
A platformer based on Cool World. Navigate the levels of Cool World as Harris to find 5 pieces of the map that leads to Holly and stop her before she uses the golden spike. Each piece is kept by one of her gang members, and this looks like it was on the Super Nintendo.
So, game called Cool World. Was this based on anything? Probably not.
I don't know, but we've got 7 out of 10 here as a rating, so, you know.
Decent.
Might be able to pick it up off eBay if you've got a Super Nintendo. Clearly didn't make the list of the Super Nintendo classic.
No, it didn't. Nor did number 18, which was also a Super Nintendo release, Cybernator. I mean, it's a cool name, but, you know, what does it really mean?
I have not heard of this. You say, you think back in time, you're like, you know, the 90s, that were just fantastic, all these great games, and then you're looking at the list of what was actually popular.
It's true. Like,
and
it's
like,
it's
well,
pretty
I don't
telling.
Know if these haven't stood the test of time. I don't think we've had any with sequels yet.
No, we haven't. It is a bit telling when you reflect back on these years and you go, hang on a second, this is the top 20 games from 1992. Surely they're all, like, these massive releases that we know about. No, apparently not.
No.
Apparently these are just games that probably released, probably sold quite well, and then were immediately forgotten. They just didn't get sequels, nobody cared, basically. 1992, obviously not as many games as there are today, so...
No.
You know.
moving right along, so number 17, Hook, based on the movie of the same name, clearly the story of Peter Pan grown up.
We're actually going to see a bit of a trend because number 16, Star Trek, and number 15, Die Hard, all of these are obviously based on kind of licenses that predate video games, and they're all did quite successfully just using those kind of names to launch a video game tie-in.
And, as I mean, Die Hard looks like it was on the original Nintendo, not the Super Nintendo, so we're talking about some 8-bit graphic realness.
Yeah.
And some chiptune.
We're talking about actual classics here.
Yeah, and, you know, because as we were saying before, I mean, the game is not going to resemble the movie in any way, shape, or form. What you're going to get is a side scroller or a shoot 'em up with Die Hard on the cover.
Now,
good times.
Colby, I know you are an old school video game buff, so I'm wondering, we've done the number 20 to number 15. You haven't played a single one of these, have you?
No, but I've certainly played the next one.
What is it?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And you know what? Because A, it's a fantastic game, and also it sold mega millions. So I don't know how it's at number 14, unless...
It seems quite low, doesn't it?
It came out toward the end of 1992, and could then have. Sonic took off the year after. So that could explain it, but that is a fantastic game. And you can. That's, I think, the only game I've seen so far that you can still buy today.
Yeah, stood the test of time.
Stood the test
of time. People care about Sonic, people care about Sonic 2, because obviously it's a fantastic release. Now, Sonic himself might have fallen from grace a little bit in modern years, but 1992, he was
Sonic
booming.
The 2 has it. Yeah, exactly. Going back to the times when Sonic was number one.
Number one. Speaking of number ones, Home Alone 2 Lost in New York is the 13th best-selling video game of 1992. We already had Home Alone in the list. Clearly, these games have done very well for themselves.
20. Clearly, Home Alone's got the support of the video gaming public.
I do love this because... a lot of gamers these days will complain when a game releases, like, every year. They're like, we just had one of those. Here's a game that had two releases in 1 year.
I wonder, unless Home Alone was just still selling, because we did mention it was a couple years after. Maybe it had come out a few years and it's just holding on. Maybe that, maybe Home Alone was the 19th Grand Theft Auto 5. Maybe it just stayed in the charts. For years.
I'm wondering if Macaulay Culkin has, like, a voice role in this. Or if they've just stolen, like,
a digitized
snippets.
Voice.
Yeah. From the actual movie.
It doesn't look like it rated very well, so we might just have to move on from that. Batman Returns,
hey,
number 12.
Number
I think
12.
I remember this game. This is side-scrolling.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly didn't play it. I was born in the year it came out. But I have played Sonic 2. So some of these, when they do stand the test of time, like, you know, you'll revisit them and play them many, many years later, which is an awesome kind of trend to see them surviving for, what, 26 years now?
Yeah. And actually, after Batman turns the next one on our list, Super Mario Kart certainly has.
Yeah. Number 11. Crazy.
And think about that, Mario Kart fans. 1992 is when this game came out, 27 years ago.
Yeah,
Super Mario Kart is one of the oldest running, longest running racing games of all time.
And that
Bizarre.
Is the original, is it? Super Mario Kart is the very first Mario Kart ever released?
That is the first kart racing game with weapons that I can think of.
Nice.
It spawned a genre. Spawned a genre.
And it obviously did quite well for itself, sitting at number 11, beaten out by
Die Harder.
Oh. See, this is... I am a little bit disappointed that so many of these games are movie tie-ins.
This is a very strange alternate reality.
Isn't it? Because, like, obviously, these games don't stand the test of time, but in their year, so many people purchase them based on the name alone, which is crazy.
At the time, Die Hard 2 on your buddy Nintendo's going gangbusters.
I do feel bad for all these people like, you know, Sonic and Mario Kart, who are actually innovating and creating really cool things and creating licenses and
when
trying to be different.
All you needed to do was buy the rights.
Exactly. All you needed to do was take a movie
to an
action
movie
popular.
From the 80s and you're sent.
So all right. Number 9. The Town with No Name. What Ooh. Is this?
I have no idea.
Now, this is the first one in our list where we've come across it, and it's neither a game that stood the test of time, nor a like a movie tie-in
nor
that
is
we
even
know
known.
Of.
And but it has stars in it, so I'm wondering if this would have been. You know how I used to get those movie type games where they'd be on like video discs or
right,
you know, mega CD where it's like full motion video.
You're right. It has a director and actors.
Yeah.
So this must be yet again another kind of like tie-in style thing.
You know, they're very rarely ever good.
No.
In fact, I just looked at some photos of it.
Oh, that is horrifying.
That is really
That's
bad.
Not real, is it?
That is not full motion video.
This looks like... So if you put me into Microsoft Paint and asked me to like create a Western, this is what I'd come up with.
Yeah, if you got some kindergarten kids to... do some self-portraits.
Oh, yeah, important like fact about that.
That is horrible.
I cannot do art in Microsoft Paint.
That's probably influenced Red Dead Redemption, but we'll put that on We'll put that to the side.
That was genuinely scary. What was that game called?
It was called The Town with No Name.
Look that up. Maybe that is hilarious.
Next time I'm on the show, I'll make a point of playing that, and I'll.
Colby, don't. You don't have to. You don't have to.
I think I have to. The Addams Family. Actually, I think I've played this game. I don't think it was bad at all.
The Addams Family video game. Yeah, I can't tell you anything about it because obviously I haven't played it, but I remember watching The Addams Family as a kid, great. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
So I would have definitely been one of those people who, if I was old enough, would have been bugging my parents to buy me The Addams Family video game when it came out because I love that show.
Yeah, and you know, you can tell because, you know, back in the day, obviously, video games were played by much younger people.
Sure.
You know, played by the kids. So you can see why, because parents are buying these games. It's like, if it was the child's idea, they would have got Sonic. But no, you get Addams Family or King's Quest VI, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. And they're at number 7, which is bizarre. I'd imagine it's a PC game.
Is that so weird? I mean, there's already been, you know, 5 other games in the King's Quest lineage. Surely it's grown in enough popularity that it remained.
And its name, again, neither of us have played most of these games.
No, this would be an RPG, I imagine. I would imagine. Quest, so, in the vein of Baldur's Gate and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it looks like it's got a sense of humour. Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. And it's got a rating of almost 9. So maybe that's
a rating of almost 9.
Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. That looks like a custom tale, isn't it? Because that's not a movie.
Yeah.
The Fate of Atlantis. Indiana Jones must fight the Nazis again and search for Atlantis and newly discovered mineral. Unbelievable.
I mean, somebody's got to fight the Nazis. I'm glad it's Indiana Jones. If we're going to put anybody
forward. This would have been pre-Wolfenstein, wouldn't it? Theoretically.
No, not necessarily, because didn't Wolfenstein come out in this exact same year?
You're doing
a spoiler alert for like something.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch make my video. Now, I have not played this game. It would be horrible, but I do remember that Mega Drive had the Mega CD attachment, and there were a series of Make My Video games. So INXS did one. Clearly, obviously, Marky Mark did one. Can't remember what other bands did one, but it was sort of like that thing where it's like, you've got to be cool, you know. So it's like a music video editor, where I guess you just splice together little clips from bands and things to make music videos.
And that's what this is?
Yeah, that's what Make My Video series of games were.
Right, okay. And that sounds boring. No?
Well, it did. I don't think it reviewed particularly highly.
No, probably not.
You know, I mean, whether your Mega Drive's the best place to edit videos
is
questionable.
So Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, is that something I should know? Like, I know the name Marky Mark.
That's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the Funky Bunch?
His band. This is back when he was a rapper.
Oh my god, you're giving me so much knowledge.
I'm sure he did good vibrations.
I have no idea.
Actually, I keep forgetting. Yeah, this is like, it's kind of like This Is Your Life, but not. It's sort of like, this is what the world was like, Elliot.
Do you remember that trend where people would find like newspaper clippings of the year they were born?
Oh, yeah.
And they'd find out all this information?
Yeah, some people sell those. This is what I feel like right now. There's money in that. I know. It's like, how could everything have been so wrong?
So you alluded to it earlier. Number 4 on our list is Wolfenstein 3D, the 4th most popular game of 1992. The first game on this list that I can safely say I know I've definitely played. I probably played Sonic 2 and maybe Mario Kart, but I don't remember them specifically. But Wolfenstein I played. I remember Bethesda did a free kind of giveaway and you could just download it on via browser and play it around the launch of one of their Wolfenstein games. It might have been the one that came out a couple of years ago, or maybe the one that predated that even. And I will say Wolfenstein holds up. Like, sure, it's old and janky, but like you can still play it and have fun from exploring those kind of labyrinth of maze levels.
The whole genre started there, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure back then you could get the floppy disks mailed to you. When people used to do shareware and mailed games and things. This is where like level editors come from, Deathmatch. All of those sorts of things.
I mean, even
all start here.
First-person shooting really kicked off its popularity because of things like Doom and Wolfenstein. Like, this is where it began.
Yeah.
So, clearly, when you talk about games that stood the test of time, Wolfenstein has to be right up there. Like, this is an instant classic.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it did so well back in, you know, 1992. Also doing well in 1992 was a video game called Lethal Weapon. Another movie tie-in. Isn't that fun?
I think I didn't play this, but this was a side-scroller, like pretty much every game was back in the day.
Sure, sure.
This would have been on your Nintendo, your Super Nintendo, and your Mega Drive, probably. Probably a Game Boy, as it were. It's one of those things where, as we've found out, it's like, you get the movie license, you sort of make the characters look a bit like that, and then you have, like, side-scrolling platformers just based on locations from a movie, so it's pretty same.
Right. I mean, it sounds enthralling.
Oh, it's fantastic. Night Trap. So this just got released on the Switch.
Did it?
Last year. Yeah.
No.
As an anniversary.
It's so this is the number two game on this list.
It's absolute trash. It's
Well, tell me about Night Trap, because I know nothing
Night
about
Trap
it.
Night Trap is basically a game. It's a full motion video game.
Yeah.
Where you've basically got a bunch of students, mainly females, in this holiday house, and you've got people attacking them.
Okay.
And the idea is that you that all the rooms have secret cameras, so you go around the rooms and you trigger traps, hence Night Trap. So you try and trap the people that are trying to kill, like the teenagers.
Okay. I mean,
absolute
that sounds
trash.
Fun. But is it trash reflecting, like, is it trash playing the game now, or was it trash back in the day?
It was trash then, and it's trash now, but not in a horrible way. It's one of those things that's like, you know, D grade, Z grade horror?
Yes.
Where it's just absolutely tacky, but
I mean,
it's
most of the, like, D grade horror that I've seen just involve female characters trying to get naked for, like, no reason.
There you go. If you enjoyed those, you would enjoy
this.
Well,
I didn't.
And interestingly enough, this also has the dubious honor of being one of the only... So, Sega had the Mega Drive. They had the Mega CD. Then they had the Mega Drive 32X.
Yes.
Right? And they all were add-ons.
Here's
so
historian
them
Colby
together,
coming
it's
through.
About $1,000 worth of kit, right? This is one of the only games that you had to have all three to play.
Oh, what?
There's like four of them that were Mega CD 32X
But
games.
It sold so well.
Well, you could get it just the normal Mega CD version, or you could get the Mega CD 32X version.
Right.
So it's like this Frankenstein
And what,
system.
That made it look better?
Yeah, so it turns Mega Drive into a 32-bit machine,
yes,
basically.
Right.
So it's not quite a PlayStation Saturn-level graphics,
no,
but it's close.
But they would have had to have updated the graphics for that specific...
I don't know. It was probably just a novelty. That's how Sega rolled.
Right. Which brings us to our number one game. If you've been playing along, maybe you've guessed this one. If you are...
If you've been playing along, if we told you we were playing the game before.
Yeah, I've just sprung this on you now. Figure out what the number one game is. You've got 5 seconds. We'll count you down. No, I'm just kidding. It is Mortal Kombat.
Had
you
to
have
be
no
Mortal
time.
Kombat.
Mortal Kombat apparently released in 92, which is awesome. And I'm glad at least the number one game on our list is something that you know, gamers will recognize. And you can see that from here, from 1992, like, the Mortal Kombat series have flourished to such a point where this year, 2019, as we record, I'm very much looking forward to the next release, Mortal Kombat 11. So it's, like, still going.
She's still going. And I just noticed Street Fighter 2 is not in here anywhere.
Was that released in 92?
I'm sure it would have been in arcades, definitely. Street Fighter was out before Mortal Kombat, so theoretically it should have been on a console by then, or maybe it came out the year before.
Yeah, well, if it came out the year before, it would have been on the previous year's list, right? I mean, this is specifically, as it says at the top, video games released in this year. So, yeah, and maybe Street Fighter was earlier than that. I think Street Fighter did predate Mortal Kombat, right?
Maybe the console versions didn't, or maybe, I don't know.
But it doesn't matter.
To be fair, the list, I don't doubt the website that we're checking, but the list does appear to be a little bit dubious. But then also, you know, maybe there were no big Mario games in 1992.
I mean,
you know,
we've got to take into consideration that we don't know how IMDb is categorizing this list.
Feature a lot of movies.
We just basically stumbled across it and thought this was a fun thing to talk about because, you know, I wanted to reflect back on the year I was born, and I know, Colby, you have so much information about old school games of the past, so it was a match made in heaven. And I think I've learned a little bit. I've definitely learned that video game tie-ins were a massive thing.
And
a
I've
big
learned
old
that
trend.
1992 wasn't as fun as I remember it.
No, I mean, how do you remember it? How young were you?
Seven. Yeah.
Okay.
So old enough to actually enjoy Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Sure, yeah. Unlike myself, who was basically an embryo.
Yeah, or maybe not even around at the time, or an irreverence or something, I think you said earlier, but we'll just put all that aside.
Anyway, thank you for joining me. That is all the time we've got for Checkpoint Intimates. We've been visiting back in 1992, taking a Wayback Machine to witness the awesomeness and the scariness that was that year with video games. Colby, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Elliot.
And we'll see you guys next week.